This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Hearing Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Dr. Paul DiBala, who has been a licensed audiologist for over 15 years and is currently president of HealthyHearing.com. HealthyHearing.com is the leading online resource for consumers who want to learn more about hearing loss and hearing aids and then find a reputable local hearing center to assist them. Providing thousands of articles on these topics and presenting detailed profiles and reviews on over 2,000 hearing clinics in the U.S., HealthyHearing.com helps over 1 million visitors a year with their hearing health needs. Dr. DiBala, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Eric, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. So first of all, what is health hearing lifestyle and why is it important?
Sure. Living a healthy hearing lifestyle, the way we talk about it, really has two parts. The first part is real simple. It's about getting your hearing checked on a regular basis. Now, people might say, why is this important? Well, if you have a hearing loss, you're going to have communication problems. That's obvious. But what most people don't realize is that the impact of hearing loss really expands beyond that. We've got recent research just came out of Johns Hopkins School of Medicine showing relationships between hearing loss and dementia. National Council on Aging, they found links between untreated hearing loss and depression. Better Hearing Institute, they surveyed 40,000 people in the U.S., and they found that hearing loss untreated was shown to reduce household income on average by $12,000 a year, depending on the degree of hearing loss. So it's bigger than just a communication issue. It's really a public health issue, and it's an issue that can really impact your pocketbook. Now, the good news about this is there's really simple ways to get your hearing checked, but a lot of people still neglect doing it. We get our ears checked, not enough. And we get our eyes checked on a regular basis. We get our teeth checked on a regular basis, right? And we sit there and say, well, why not our ears? Hearing loss affects about 50 million people in the U.S. It's third most common problem behind blood pressure and arthritis. And so the thing that we talk about here is we need to stop acting like hearing loss is a minor problem and really encourage everyone to get regular hearing checkups.
I can now see the health implications, but do we really need to have persons tested for hearing loss? Can't, you know, like myself, couldn't I easily tell if I have a hearing loss and therefore know when to seek help?
Sure, sure. And you know, you would think that, but the simple answer is no. And one of the big reasons is hearing loss, and one of the most common types of hearing loss is hearing loss due to aging. It's, you know, as we get older, one of the things that does tend to have problems is our hearing organ. And so that process is very gradual on there, happens over a number of years, and you may not notice it at first. In fact, hearing loss is usually first noticed by other people, typically a loved one. And the person with hearing loss is most often in denial. And you start to hear statements like, well, everybody just mumbles, you know, or people don't enunciate properly anymore. Or, boy, all the restaurants today, they seem to be real noisy and it's hard to communicate because it's such a gradual process. And so this is, again, why the hearing check is so important, is it, you know, lets you know in black or white whether you have a hearing loss or not, and if you do, what kind. Another important point here is that this hearing loss, if it's detected, it could be a symptom of a larger health problem and you'd want medical intervention. Now, what we're doing at our website, I want to mention, it's a healthyhearing.com. This month, this is May of 2013. This is a Better Hearing Month. May is Better Hearing Month. It runs every year. We're actually running a campaign. We want to encourage people to get their hearing checked. So if you head over to our website at healthyhearing.com, there'll be a big link there that'll read, take the pledge for hearing health. And for every pledge that people sign up to get their hearing checked, we're going to donate $1 to research to find a cure for hearing loss through the Hearing Health Foundation on that.
That's nice. So definitely I'll be heading over to your website to take the pledge, and I'm ready to get my hearing checked as well after hearing all this information. But how do I go about that exactly?
There's two ways to get started, the way we think about it. One of them is if you need to get a hearing screening, you can usually get that at your primary care physician's office. Sometimes you might have a health fair that might be going on, either in your community or your company might be putting it on. This screening usually takes less than a minute. You listen to a few tones in your ear. If the hearing screening is positive, then you're referred to an audiologist, and we'll do a comprehensive evaluation. Now, your other option is if you do take, for example, our pledge for hearing health at our website, we'll actually send you a list of licensed hearing professionals in your area. You can call them. You can ask about what's involved, all those types of things. And what I would say, too, if your loved one's been telling you that you seem to have a problem, you probably need to go this route as a part of that. Plus, once you sign up for the pledge, we actually send you a free ebook that is, it's the symptoms of hearing loss and treatment options that a lot of people find useful. Now, once you get your appointment, if you do have a full hearing evaluation, you're typically, they put you in a sound-treated room. Again, your other headphones. You listen to tones, many more tones from high-pitched to low-pitched, soft to loud. You also listen to different speech words and sounds, sometimes quiet, sometimes loud. And then once this is completed, they'll go through your results to understand where it all lies. Now, again, a lot of people say, man, that really sounds like a lot of effort to kind of go through. And I just have to put this in perspective. This hearing exam that I describe, it's way easier. It's much less invasive than some of the annual exams that we have to get, or maybe every 5 to 10 year exams that we have to get, especially those that you have to get once you get into a certain age. And most folks know, and many of you know the tests that I'm talking about. Some of these tests can really be a pain in the you-know-what, for example. But, you know, seriously, hearing tests, they're simple, they're quick, they're painless, relatively speaking, so you really don't have an excuse to not get tested, you know.
I'm with you on that. Today we are with Dr. Paul DiBala, who has been a licensed audiologist for over 15 years and is currently president of HealthyHearing.com, which is the leading online resource for consumers who want to learn more about hearing loss and hearing aids and then find a reputable local hearing center to assist them in that department here on eHealth Radio's Hearing Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. DiBala, it all sounds good, but if I have a hearing loss or have hearing loss, doesn't that mean hearing aids? I mean, really, who really wants to be wearing those?
Well, I'll flip the perspective on you, Eric. If a person has vision problems, if you can't see well, right, people won't want to see better, right? If a person has problems with their teeth, if they have dental issues, they want to get past that as well, right? They want to be able to chew. They want to be able to function better. And, you know, if a person has a hearing loss, that they can't be medically treated for that, a hearing aid can help them to hear better. Better Hearing Institute did a study. They found that 8 out of 10 users are satisfied with new hearing aids. 82% of users would recommend hearing aids to their friends. That's a big number. Now, the reason this is, a lot of people may not realize this, is that the hearing aids of today, they're all digital. They can help you hear better noise. They can help you be more comfortable in noise. They also have wireless capability. Hearing aids of today, your left hearing aid can talk to your right hearing aid to do a sound comparison, to analyze the sounds around you, to adjust the program for your hearing. They even have wireless capabilities to talk to your cell phone. I mean, these are amazing advanced devices, these, you know, little supercomputers that are sitting in your ear. That to use a phrase, these are not your father's hearing aids. But looking out beyond that, if I think back earlier in the interview when I talked about those issues that I mentioned earlier, people who get help for their hearing loss, they not only live healthier lives as a part of that, they live more productive lives. Gets back to that, more money in their pocketbook. It improves their earning power, which improves their overall income. But bottom line, they've got improved communication with their spouses, their kids, and their grandkids. There's a famous quote that they talk about how hearing loss will separate you from the people that you love. And you really don't want to wait on that. You don't want to delay in getting help for that.
Certainly appreciate all this information. You mentioned there are two parts to a healthy hearing lifestyle. What is the second part to that?
Well, thank you for remembering that, because I did mention that earlier in the interview. The second part is prevention. One of the most common causes of hearing loss is exposure due to excess noise. A lot of people think, well, you know, I didn't work in a factory, or, you know, I wasn't in the military, so I really wasn't exposed to a loud sound, so this doesn't affect me. But what they forget about is that you're exposed to a lifetime of noise. And some people have thought that maybe this relates to hearing loss due to aging. Recreational noise over a lifetime, such as from hunting, from going to concerts, from, you know, listening to the radio really loud in your car, even, you know, mowing the lawn, using your power tools, leaf blowers, you know, you do that over a lifetime, and you're exposing yourself to noise levels that potentially can damage your hearing. General rule of thumb that I tell people is, if you're in an area where you've got to raise your voice to be heard, you're getting into a noise situation where it's starting to get too loud. The solution to this is really simple. Use hearing protection. You can go to any drugstore around the corner. They sell earplugs, foam earplugs that you can get. Many of them, you can get them as a skin color, so they're maybe more discreet. The irony of this is, most people know you don't go outside and look directly at the sun. That's a part of that. Most people know, hey, I'm going to wear sunglasses if I go out to the beach or I'm out on the water because of all the reflected sunlight on there. And so what we say is, just do your ears a favor with the same favor and go get a pair of earplugs whenever you're in those situations.
And finally, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
Sure. Well, I'm going to give you a two for one since we've got two steps for a healthy hearing lifestyle. Tip number one, a simple check of your hearing ability is to look at where you set the volume of your television or radio. If everybody is telling you that you've got that turned up too loud, odds are you do, and you might have a hearing problem, and you should get that checked out. The second thing is when you use earplugs, they've got to be all the way in your ear canal to work. If you've got a foam earplug and it's sticking out of your ear looking like a Frankenstein bolt, you'll not only look silly, but your earplug is not really protecting your hearing. Trick to that is, when you get a foam earplug, make sure you take it between your fingers and really roll it up into as small piece as possible. Then when you put it in your ear canal, put your finger over the top of the ear canal so that it expands down in your ear canal, kind of seals it up so you get maximum protection from that earplug.
Great tips, great information. We've been speaking with Dr. Paul DiBala, who has been a licensed audiologist for over 15 years and is currently president of HealthyHearing.com, which is the leading online resource for consumers who want to learn more about hearing loss and hearing aids and then find a reputable local hearing center to assist them. And the website of reference, once again, is HealthyHearing.com. And for the pledge, it's simply HealthyHearing.com/pledge. Dr. DiBala, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Hearing Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.